this is your Polycast for Wednesday, August 23rd, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, Congressman Tom Emmer pitches a tax overhaul. A Hennepin County judge has ordered Minneapolis Mayor Betsy Hodges to produce a 2018 city budget proposal sooner than the mayor intended. Peter Cox reports.
The order comes in response to a lawsuit filed by Minneapolis resident Carol Becker, who sits on the city's Board of Estimate and Taxation, a seat she's held since 2005. Becker, in her suit, says the city charter plainly states that, quote, by August 15, the mayor must recommend to the city council and Board of Estimate and Taxation a budget. Hodges has not yet submitted a budget up to the standards outlined in that section of the charter, Becker argued. On Monday, Judge Mary Vasali agreed. The judge ordered Hodges to produce a full and complete budget within 7 days or show cause for needing more time at a hearing on Friday. Hodges has said two public emergencies and allowing the city's new police chief input has delayed the full budget. She released an outline last week. Peter Cox, Minnesota Public Radio News.
A federal panel charged with figuring out ways to communicate the effects of climate change to the public has been disbanded. Elizabeth Dunbar has more.
The Advisory Committee for the Sustained National Climate Assessment was created during the Obama administration. The committee was to take the National Climate Assessment, which reports on the effects of climate change in the U.S., and make it useful to people on the ground. Kristen Poppleton is Education Director for Twin Cities-based Climate Generation and was one of 15 members of the panel. She says it's disappointing that the Trump administration decided not to renew the group's charter.
This really impacts the American people. I mean, they're the big losers in the long term here, because what we're doing is helping think about how we make this information about climate change, you know, effectively communicating that information back to the public.
Poppleton says the panel's chair is leading an effort to continue some of the group's work. Elizabeth Dunbar, Minnesota Public Radio News.
The newest Republican candidate for Minnesota governor is striking the populist tone that paid off for President Donald Trump's campaign. But State Senator Dave Osmek says that doesn't mean he's taking his cues from Trump. The Republican legislator from Mound is the 10th Republican to enter the wide-open governor's race. He announced his campaign yesterday.
I'm not going to be the fun, I'm the person who the establishment's going to like, because I'm going to follow those core values that I was brought up with. So am I appealing to Trump voters? No, I'm appealing to every voter in Minnesota.
Osmek says if he's elected, he'd seek to lower taxes, abolish the Metropolitan Council, and shake up the health care system. He says he'll seek the Republican endorsement next spring and leave the race if he doesn't get it. The seat is open because DFL Governor Mark Dayton isn't running for another term. Secretary of State Steve Simon has formally rejected a request from the Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity to turn over personal data on nearly 4 million registered voters in Minnesota. Simon, who's a Democrat, says he has serious doubts about the commission's credibility and trustworthiness. In a letter to the commission, Simon said President Trump's claim of massive voter fraud is baseless and irresponsible. He added that the commission is not truly bipartisan and that it seems headed toward predetermined outcomes. The public has a chance to weigh in tonight on a proposal to require boats to be inspected for aquatic invasive species before entering several Wright County lakes. Kirsty Marone has more.
The first-of-its-kind pilot project would create a regional inspection checkpoint in Annandale. Boaters would need to get their boats and trailers checked and tagged with a seal before launching at public accesses on Sylvia, John, and Pleasant Lakes. Jeff Forrester, executive director of Minnesota Lakes and Rivers Advocates, says if the program is successful, it could be expanded to other counties. He says the current method of checking boats at public accesses isn't enough.
Because that's really the problem, is we've got, you know, over 3,000 boat ramps, 800,000 plus watercraft, you know, 13,000 lakes. How do you get an inspector at every single boat ramp? Well, you can't.
The plan still needs approval from the Department of Natural Resources. Kirsty Marone, Minnesota Public Radio News, Collegeville.
Republican Congressman Tom Emmer says he wants to simplify the tax code to the point where Americans fill out their returns on postcards. Emmer shared his vision for tax changes last night in Ramsey. He was the featured speaker at a summit hosted by the group Americans for Prosperity. Tim Pugmire has the story.
President Trump and congressional Republicans are preparing to take on a long-promised overhaul of the federal tax code. Trump has said he'll release a proposal soon that provides a massive tax cut to businesses and individuals. Emmer described it as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Why, for goodness sakes, can a Republican Senate and a Republican House pass a tax reform bill with this president? There is no reason that it shouldn't get done, and which is why I believe it's absolutely going to get done, and it's dependent upon the courage in both of these bodies, how far we go.
Speaking before a small receptive crowd, Emmer said the key to success on taxes is to avoid repeating some of the recent mistakes made on health care. To that end, he says agreement is needed among the House, Senate, and President Trump before moving forward. Emmer offered some specifics, including a reduction in the number of tax brackets from 7 to 3, a cut in the corporate tax rate, and an elimination of the estate tax. He expects a big push to eliminate many deductions and exemptions, although he predicted deductions for mortgage interest and charitable donations will remain in place. Emmer made it clear one of his top priorities is helping businesses.
Anything we can do to lighten the load for our small businesses, our entrepreneurs that are just starting out and creating tomorrow's big business, will have a huge impact today and on the future of this state and this country.
Emmer represents Minnesota's 6th District, a reliably Republican section of the state. But Minnesota DFL Party Chair Ken Martin accused Emmer of embracing an approach to taxes that will favor big money interests rather than his constituents.
It's comical that they would call it tax reform because the only people it benefits are big corporations and the wealthiest top 1%, which in the 6th congressional district, there's very few people that make enough money who would actually benefit from this tax reform bill.
Emmer has heard the criticism before. During his remarks, he insisted that a reduction in corporate taxes will benefit all with lower prices. He also predicted the tax cuts will spur economic growth. Many of the tax goals of Emmer and congressional Republicans line up closely with those being pushed by Americans for Prosperity, a nonprofit advocacy group financed by brothers Charles and David Koch. But there are differences. Jason Flores, the AFP's Minnesota director, said the group pressured House GOP leaders to abandon their plan for a border adjustment tax on imported goods.
That's not on the table anymore, partly due to the action taken by our activists here and across the country. So we want to keep that pressure on.
The group has been hosting similar tax reform summits across the country during the congressional recess. Covering politics, I'm Tim Pugmire, Minnesota Public Radio News, Ramsey.
And that's your Polycast for this Wednesday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom.